Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
We are talking with Dr. Alan Vlotsky, PhD, clinical and forensic psychologist. He's also the co-editor of Parental Alienation International and a member of the Parental Alienation Study Group. I want to talk more broadly today. We were talking yesterday about the Corey Richens case and still kind of on that, but more in a broader sense. When we're talking about a parent with narcissistic tendencies, when someone is like that, is there ever much hope to get them back into a place or get them to a place, really, for the first time, of being able to feel those things, of being able to parent in a productive, positive way if they never had the building blocks themselves or if it's not in an innate reaction that many of us just have?
Well, in some cases, that's true. I think in other cases, there is hope. There is positiveness. I think if a parent themselves realize that something is missing, that they're not connecting with their kids like they hope they would, or that they think they should, if they can reach out and get professional help, then they can grow and they can develop those skills and things can get better. It's really the parent who is in a strong denial mode, who refuses any help from a spouse or another family member, who refuses to seek professional help, who really just sort of stonewalls the whole topic. Those are the parents that can sometimes get so lost that they can't get to a better place. So reaching out for help is the key. Reaching out for professional help, reaching out for support from family members and friends. And again, I want to say this, it's really important for parents not to be so involved in, let's say, alcohol abuse or drug abuse or pathological gambling or other kinds of impulsive activities that make it even harder for them to be connected to their children.
Without a doubt. And on that same line, with a parent that is in that sort of mode, isn't it far more difficult for someone who is already a narcissist? I mean, of course, you can go down the road of, you know, narcissistic personality disorder and such, but those type of individuals are usually the last to raise a hand and go, I think I might be doing something wrong here.
Yeah, a lot of times they are the last ones, and that's why a spouse or a family member or a child even or a coworker or somebody else can sometimes broach the topic with them. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes it doesn't go very well.
Yeah.
So if they get stonewalled, then they stay in denial and things don't get better. But if you can find somebody who will reach out, again, to a professional, a family member, a spouse, and say, I'm open to getting help. That's the key to making that first big jump into a new way of relating.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that it seems that Corey Richens' husband did was he stayed with her and knew full well that he, at least suspected that, she might be trying to poison him. But he, in his mind and in that place and time, he felt, you know, I need to stay here for the kids because
right.
I don't necessarily trust right. her with the kids, even like in a 50-50 right. type situation. If you're not yep. there, you can't be the shield. What could possibly happen there? And I get it. I've actually been in that sort of a situation before. And the moment you feel like you are helpless because there's not a lot that can be done if the person has not actually committed some sort of heinous crime to right. necessarily get your children out of that situation, even in a 50-50 right. type situation.
Right.
What do you recommend for a parent that may be finding themselves in that situation? Men especially, who I feel don't necessarily get a lot of attention in this area, but I think there's yeah. a lot of men who are living this sort of life out or this sort of situation and don't know what on earth to do.
Look, I would give the same advice to him that I would give advice to a woman, the wife or, mm-hmm. or any parent or person in a relationship. If you seriously think your wife just tried to poison you in a sandwich, mm-hmm. you've got to get out and you've got to get the kids out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I would have pushed him to do. And I'm not here to try to blame him in any way. I'm not victim blaming in any way.
Sure.
But it is interesting that he knew she was trying to do it and yet stayed. And I think the reason he stayed is exactly what you said. He stayed to help with the children. But I would have suggested and I would have recommended that he get out and take the kids with him. Come on, we don't leave kids with a parent who just tried to poison the other parent.
Mm-hmm. I think the scary part, though, for a lot of parents is, you know, how do you necessarily prove that? If you don't have necessarily the evidence, you just suspect it, and you go and make that argument. Because likely that other parent is going to go, what? I didn't do that. And likely in a lot of court type situations, they'll still be access to those children, to that suspicious parent, until something right. can be proven otherwise.
Right. Well, my understanding is that she tried to poison his sandwich. Mm-hmm. There's some evidence right there, unless yeah. he ate the whole sandwich, but I don't think he did.
It's more so if you have evidence, hold on to that, because that would definitely be helpful.
Exactly.
If you're in that sort of situation. And I'm assuming the thought process should also be this, and hindsight's 20/20 for many people who find themselves in those situations. But if someone's listening now and right. can benefit from this, I hope they do, is if that spouse is capable of poisoning you and has tried to kill in some way, shape, or form, they're likely also able to do the same thing to the children with the same lack of remorse, I'm assuming.
Exactly. Or if not poison them, do something else that's equally terrible mm-hmm. without any remorse. That's why you have to protect yourself and protect the kids. That's what I would have recommended. As hard as that is for men, as hard as it is for women, sometimes you just have to do it in order to protect yourself and your children. And unfortunately, that's not what he did. I'm sure he did what he did with good intentions, but look what happened.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
I truly hope that interview and that discussion helped someone out there that may be in that sort of a situation to know, get out before things get far worse. It is scary and it may seem impossible at that time, but look how bad things can get. If you like the podcast, press subscribe. Wherever you download podcasts, you don't miss any breaking updates or discussions on the cases that we follow for you right here. Thank you, Alan Blotsky, PhD, for coming on and giving us your insight into parental alienation. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie?
hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Bretzky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm gonna be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.